Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It goes wrong. One man makes you move your feet, makes you sing along. You need a real good, feel good song.
The 7 o'clock news brief sponsored today by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food, too. And by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin and area family for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Air raid sirens in Tel Aviv, which was rocked overnight by Iranian drones and missiles. So were Jerusalem, central Israel as well. Israel reporting 3 dead from Iran's retaliation. Iran says 78 people were killed in Israel's attacks. Those attacks continue as we speak. The U.S. has been protecting both Israel and U.S. troops by firing at Iran's incoming. Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman of Indiana tells ABC News.
What Israel is doing is defending themselves and making sure that Iran doesn't develop a nuclear program. Iran doesn't need a nuclear program of any sorts, whether it's for utility purposes or not.
Looks rainy in D.C. for tonight's military parade to mark the Army's 250th anniversary on President Trump's birthday. He said anybody protesting will be dealt with. The Army confirming Marines detained a protester at the Wiltshire Federal Building in Los Angeles. This is ABC News. Kanye West came to the courthouse to show support for Sean Diddy Combs, but wasn't able to get in. Meantime, a juror is out. Reports ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Judge Arun Subramanian tossed juror number 6 over inconsistencies in his answers to a basic question. Where do you live? The 41-year-old man said during jury selection he lived in the Bronx, but he recently mentioned he had moved to New Jersey. And when questioned, the judge said the juror gave changing answers that raised concerns about his candor and whether he made a deliberate attempt to get himself onto the jury. The defense argued removing the man who was black would make the jury less diverse, and the judge promised to think about it.
New financial disclosures show President Trump earning $620 million last year from his personal businesses, $1 million from Trump guitars, $1.3 million from the Lee Greenwood Bible, $2.5 million from Trump sneakers and fragrances, $2.8 million from Trump watches, $3 million from his Save America book. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Your forecast today calling for highs in the mid-70s and a mix of clouds and sun. Nice day, but tonight partly to mostly cloudy and a 30% chance for a few showers, lows down to 60, southeast winds of around 5. Sunday highs of 77, mostly cloudy, 50% chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. And then on Monday, partly sunny, isolated thunderstorms possible, could become widespread at night, highs in the mid-80s. Winds are out of the south at 5, and it's 53 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Before you get too close to me, I think you ought to know. While other hearts are holding on, while other loves are growing strong, my heart has a history of letting go. The first time I looked into your eyes, I knew this moment would arrive. I got a feeling you're the one, but my heart keeps trying to turn and run. The problem is this happens every time. My heart has a history of hurting those who mean the most to me. Before you get too close to me, I think you ought to know. While other hearts are holding on, while other loves are growing strong, my heart has a history of letting go.
My heart has a history here on WRCO as we kick off the 7 o'clock hour. A reminder, free ice cream cones will be available in the parking lot of Park Street Christian Church today after the rodeo parade. That will get underway at 10:30. Looking forward to the parade. Myself and Phil and Lee will be introducing those entries as they make their way through. Looking forward to seeing all of them. And it looks like the weather's actually going to cooperate for us, and we're not going to have to worry too much about rain, at least this morning. A little bit of a chance heading into tonight, but at least it is a slight chance. Here's Tanya Tucker, Love's Gonna Live Here.
The sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again.
Things are gonna be the way they were before.
Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again.
Love's gonna live here again.
I hear
coming, and I know the day is coming. Love's gonna live here again.
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, ever been with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
next thing you know, Jordan Davis. A few days ago, police in South Carolina engaged in a not-so-hot pursuit as they chased a tractor excavator down a main highway for more than an hour at a speed an average adult walks. The chase reached incredible speeds of 3 miles per hour. And that was in North Charleston. Officers on a different call saw the big piece of construction equipment with treads and a shovel in front go across the U.S. Highway 78 at around 3:30 a.m., North Charleston police wrote in their report. A few minutes later, they got a burglary call from a business that was heavily damaged and saw the excavator slowly heading away, police say. So several cars immediately joined in the very slow speed pursuit. But eventually, when it came to the hour and 12-minute chase, the 53-year-old driver eventually got stuck, tried to run, and was caught. I got to ask, you know, well, first off, I got to ask Phil Nee where he was that night. But also, what made you look at your options? You know, you're trying to get away. You're looking around and you see that. And, you know, is that an attractive offer? No. I'd call it a track. Well, I don't know. I guess I would call it a tractical error, maybe. OK, I'm done.
Bobby had everything he thought he'd ever need. A fancy new car and a master's degree. Still he's feeling lost with no purpose in life. And nothing seems to fill the empty space inside. He sees an ad on late night TV. Says change a kid's life with just a couple hours a week. Normally he'd keep clicking, just surfing around. But something makes him stop and write that number down. Oh, it's amazing how love changes everything. Love changes everything. Does her best just to keep the faith. But ever since he left, it's hard to find the strength. She wipes a tear from her eye as she puts the groceries on the shelf. Cause after dinner, baths, and homework, there's no time for herself. Two jobs, two kids, too tired to fight. No money, no romance, no end in sight. Just when she thinks she can't go on, she sees a painting on the fridge that says, I love you. Love changes everything. Love changes everything. Oh yeah. Well, I know we got a problem.
I know we got a problem.
We've gotta figure out, baby. Yeah, I know we haven't been talking or touching much lately.
It's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Father's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't found a gift yet, don't panic. Just come to Macy's Father's Day sale for gifts that'll make Dad say, this is perfect. Shop designer polos from Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger, 30 to 50% off. Watches from Citizen and Bulova, 30% off. Fragrance gift sets, boxed and ready to give. Even a 36-piece Cuisinart grill set, now half off. Hurry in. Father's Day is this Sunday, and this sale is happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
For the at U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Well, it's time for a look at this week in entertainment history, and that is with Adam Hess.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
We do it each and every Saturday morning from WRCO-FM. It is an epic journey of entertainment proportion, and we call it a look at this week in entertainment history. Today, we're going to start back in 1979 and the premiere of Rocky II, starring Sylvester Stallone. the Hard Rock Cafe opened its very first location in London in 1971. In 1965, Paul McCartney recorded the song Yesterday, and in 1987, Madonna kicked off her Who's That Girl world tour. Cable Guy with Jim Carrey was released in 1996. Jurassic World in 2015 became the first film to gross $500 million worldwide in an opening weekend. 1991, Robin Hood, the Prince of Thieves hit theaters in the U.S. Celebrity birthdays, the great Burl Ives, Yasmin Bleeth, Pierre Salinger, and Boy George from Culture Club celebrating birthdays this week. Our Rabbit Ears memory is coming up next.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
A Look at Entertainment History has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Basket Bell and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
I was just doing the Heimlich maneuver on myself.
It is time right now for today's Rabbit Ears Memory, and in today's series, a car was featured that was a kit. Not a car named Kit, but a kit car named Coyote. We go back to 1986 for an American action crime drama from the ABC television network, and it starred Brian Keith and Daniel Hugh Kelly. It's Hardcastle and McCormick.
Milton C. Hardcastle is a retired judge from the Los Angeles Superior Court. Mark McCormick, an ex-race car driver turned thief, was Hardcastle's last case. McCormick has been placed in the judge's custody, and together they're going after 200 cases that walked out of Hardcastle's courtroom on technicalities.
Always enjoy that look back in entertainment history with Adam Hess. I'm Bo Henricks, though, in for Adam Hess today, as he is out enjoying himself, hopefully not painting too many towns red. We'll be taking a look at birthdays coming up in just a moment. But first, how about a tune by George Strait with The Chair?
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken, I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday night. Talk you right. drink you a bite. Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. Though I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like it too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell that wasn't my chair after all.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Attention, Wisconsinites! Well water quality is a major concern in our state, but the solution is simpler than you think. Trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center to keep your well running smoothly. With years of experience, they tackle everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. It's a quick fix or a deeper repair. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Don't let well water quality woes get you down. Call 608-649-4488 and let the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions take care of the rest. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, the team you can trust for well quality solutions.
It's time for today's birthdays and anniversaries, which are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It is Saturday, June 14th, and that means we would like to take an opportunity right now to wish a very happy birthday to Colin Smith. Happy birthday, Colin, from Mom and Dad Branson, Grandma Smith, Uncle Randy, and Grandpa McCoy. Happy birthday today to Arlene Mosier from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Very popular this, Arlene, because we're wishing a happy birthday to Arlene Mosier as well from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday today, going out to Sophia Blabham, Sue Garot, Rodney Michek, Wayne Fetteplace, and Andy Walsh from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. The Little Willow Birthday Club wishes Joanne Cooley and Terry Wheaton a happy birthday today. The Richland Center Lions taking a moment to wish Tiana Moore, Tara Krieger, Justin Lee, Mara Greeley, Colin Smith, and Kason Stifler a happy birthday. Happy birthday wishes go out today to Sue Bachman from the Bloom City Town Crier. Schmidt Woodland Hills would like to wish a happy birthday today to Arlene Mosier. Anniversary wishes today. Happy anniversary to Bob and Jenny Kronk from the Richland Center Lions. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wish Carrie and Matt Shear a happy anniversary. Happy anniversary wishes going out to Dave and Deb Hansel from Mick Memorial Park Board. Happy 22 years. Wishing you many more. Happy anniversary as well to Dave and Deb Hansel from Jay and Linda. Wishing you many more years of happiness together. Happy anniversary to Adam and Ann Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy anniversary to John Turgeson today from Connie Turgeson. Happy 56 years. And the flip side to that, happy anniversary, happy 56 to Connie Turgeson from John. To all of you today celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we hope it is a great one from all of us here at WRCO and, of course, from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
100.9 WRCO.
It's 54 degrees at 24 minutes out from 8 o'clock. And next, we're going to be hearing from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and their song Mr. Bojangles. And I know there's a lot of rumors out there about this song possibly being written about yours truly. But look, I can neither confirm nor deny it.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. Jumped so high, and then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles,
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Just a couple minutes away from the morning news, but right now here's John Party, Your Heart or Mine.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, we're playing with fire, but ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart of mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
Working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News on Saturday is sponsored by Philback Family of Dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and Chatspeed Seed and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Saturday, June 14th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. One person was injured in a car versus buggy crash. Tuesday morning at approximately 9:50, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 61 in the township of Marion. After a brief investigation, it was determined that Gail Wetter, 69, of Boscobel, was traveling south when the rear driver's side tire blew out of her car. When the tire blew, it caused Wetter to lose control of her vehicle, and she crashed into the back of a horse and buggy that was being operated by Enos Kinsinger, 24, of Boscobel. Wetter's vehicle ended up on the east side of the roadway, and the buggy was completely destroyed and ended up on the west side of the road. Gail Wetter complained of minor injuries on scene and was transported by Boscobel EMS to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital. Neither Enos Kinsinger or his horse were injured in the incident. Assisting at the scenes were the Fenimore Police Department and the Boscobel Fire and EMS. In a separate event, one person was injured in a two-vehicle crash Wednesday afternoon. At approximately 12:45, the Grand County Sheriff's Office took a report of a crash in the township of Wingville on Highway 80 near the intersection of Ebenezer Road. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned Rex Wepking, 69, of Highland, was driving south on Highway 80 when he slowed for two deer crossing the road in front of him. At that time, Cheryl King, 65, of Livingston, was also traveling southbound on Highway 80 when she came upon Wepking. King observed that Wepking had slowed for the deer but misjudged his speed, and her truck collided with the rear end of Wepking's vehicle. Cheryl King was transported to Upland Hills Health Center by Montford EMS for suspected injuries from the crash. Rex Wepking was uninjured. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Montford Fire Department, Montford EMS, Livingston Fire Department, and the Livingston First Responders. Today we'll see a wave of anti-Trump rallies across Wisconsin and the nation. No Kings events opposing the Trump administration's agenda are scheduled for communities large and small, from Milwaukee, Madison, Sheboygan, and La Crosse, to Eagle River, Ripon, and Hayward. Nearly 2,000 nationwide protests will coincide with Flag Day and Trump's Army's 250th anniversary parade in Washington, D.C., although a No Kings event is not scheduled there. The No Kings website states the events adhere to a shared commitment to nonviolent protest and community safety, and that organizers are trained in de-escalation and are working closely with local partners to ensure peace and powerful actions nationwide. Richland Center has never been forgotten by Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
I say today to all of you gathered here, it has indeed been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to serving as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Chief Justice Bradley was honored Thursday at a celebration to honor her 30 years of service on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Many talked of her road to the Capitol and how it had its beginnings in Richland Center. She even shared her thoughts when she took the oath of office 30 years ago.
Then I stood here in the same rotunda of the state capitol before a gathering of family and friends and supporters, all converging with me in a single moment of hope and anticipation. I remember I had just taken the oath as the 75th justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turned then to offer some remarks. And I reached the podium and I took a deep breath and I was awestruck by the number of people who came to join with me to celebrate that important occasion. The first sentence I said to those gathered 30 years ago was not one that I had intended to say. It was not a part of my prepared remarks, but rather it arose spontaneously as I experienced the full measure of the moment. I looked at the crowd and I said, "It's been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to the rotunda of the state capitol."
The old Swamp Inn was affectionately brought up by Justice Bradley and others. Today, many know the old Swamp Inn as Turbo's in Hub City. Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While it has been a long journey, she stated one thing has remained constant.
"We knew then 30 years ago, and we know now, that to ensure a just legal system, one that reflects the history and hopes of this state, we must make the courts more accessible to the people. No matter if you are rich or poor, powerful or powerless, no matter your station in life, regardless of your political or religious beliefs, our courts exist to serve all of the people of this state."
Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the court's 177-year history. While sharing the stats of her endeavors on the court, Ann Walsh Bradley participated in more than 28,000 cases, 7,375 oral arguments, and the authorship of nearly 600 written opinions. However, she stated that her concern was always for the citizens of Wisconsin.
"My tenure on this court is more than mere statistics. Hopefully, my opinions and actions have made a difference in securing individual rights, in holding government accountable, and enhancing access to justice to the 5.8 million people who call Wisconsin home. As I've often said, and I truly believe, when I am sitting on the bench, I am standing up for the people of Wisconsin."
Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will continue to serve until July 31st. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford will replace Walsh Bradley on the court beginning August 1st. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals continue today and tomorrow in Richland Center. The June Dairy Days and Rodeo Parade steps off at 10:30. The route of the parade is the same as last year. Kenda Deaver is the secretary of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
"From down by the Kroska Park, and they go down Central Street and then go back up through town, and then they go back up Church Street."
The rodeo is being held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Day two of performances will be held tonight with special introductions at 7 o'clock and performances starting at 7:30. Tomorrow morning, Cowboy Church will be held. Dean Reinhardt is the treasurer of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee.
We have a Cowboy Church service. It's in the Connection Building or the H Building, whatever you want to call it, right near the office. Monty Berger is there. He's done it for years, and he'll do a good job. But it's at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
Also tomorrow, the finals will be held with special introductions at 11:30 and performances at noon. The winner of the Queen Contest will be announced before the noon performance. Cost to attend tonight's grandstand performances will be $8 for adults, $7 for senior citizens and students, $4 for children 6 to 12, and free for children 6 and under. All are welcome to attend the 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals today and tomorrow at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Baraboo's Big Top Parade will march through the streets of downtown Baraboo today. It will be the centerpiece of a weekend full of circus-themed fun for the Ringling Brothers' hometown. Upwards of 75 entries are expected to enter the parade, which will step off at 11 o'clock. Held on Flag Day, this year's Big Top Parade is adopting a patriotic theme. An all-star panel of celebrity judges will preside over the parade. The judges will choose the parade's top overall entry, as well as the best commercial and nonprofit entries. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, June 14th. Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74 of Gays Mills, died June 7th at home. A funeral mass will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Seneca, followed by a graveside service at Dixon Ridge Cemetery. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Ronald Charles Beckwar, 74 of Gays Mills. Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills, died June 4th. A funeral service will be held today at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church in Boscobel. Bear will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call the Maple Ridge Bible Church today from 9 until the time of the service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family of Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills. David A. McCauley, 83 of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center, died January 16th at home. Burial with military rites will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the Rogersville Humane Society or American Legion Post number 21 of Rogersville, Tennessee. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For David A. McCauley, 83 of Greenville, Tennessee, formerly of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Barroker, 93 of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Willow Valley Cemetery in Richland County. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of Dorothy Ann Barroker, 93 of La Crosse. Linda Lou Muckler, 75 of Richland Center, died June 4th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A private graveside service will be held at the Button Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Linda Lou Muckler, 75 of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rachel and Kelly Fruit had a daughter, Adeline Marie.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This 8 o'clock news brief is sponsored today by Richards Insurance. And also here on WRCO, it is currently 56 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. More air raid sirens wailing in Tel Aviv after a night of explosions there in Jerusalem and at a third location in central Israel. Israel says Tehran will burn if Iran continues firing the missiles. Many of them are being intercepted by both Israel and the U.S. The U.S. says it's doing this to protect its own military and civilians. Israel began the attack Friday, targeting nuclear sites, generals, and scientists. It's continuing the bombardment as we speak. Across America,